joining us now to continue talking about marriage therapy, what people think it is versus what it actually is, are our friends Joe and Cindy Farini. And they spoke nationally for Family Life's Weekend to Remember for many years, also have been contributors to Pause for Prayer since 1998. And it is time for our weekly or regular My Marriage Matters segment. Welcome back, you two.
Thank you.
Good morning.
All right. Cindy, can you give us a little bit of a recap of where we've been in this subject?
Yes, I'm going to give you the ones we did already, and then we'll try to finish it up today and see if we can do that. So the things that we've talked about that therapy actually is one thing that everybody kind of knows for sure, and that is that we are talking to a therapist. And we have talked in the past about really recognizing if your issues are hard marriage issues or soft marriage issues. And you'll have to go back to My Marriage Matters on Facebook to kind of look that up, which we have some information on, and audio from these that we've done with you. So that was the first one. The second one thing that we learn with therapy is psychological education, which means that we'll get to understand our mental, emotional, social, and spiritual health. And then the third one was that we will then take actions, and we'll take these tasks that we learned and do them between sessions so that we're actually, you know, learning and growing in the process. The fourth thing is we are building awareness of our thoughts, things like, you know, what are my needs? Am I safe? What is my purpose? And so then today we want to finish the last two. We covered a bit of number five last time, but just ever so slightly. Number five is making changes to your thoughts and behaviors. And then number six, we'll cover this one too, and that is learning and practicing some coping strategies. So we'll take a step back then, and we'll talk now about making changes to your thoughts and behaviors.
Yeah, take us more deeply into that one. What do you mean specifically by that?
Well, the first thing I like to think about is, you know, are you able to make good decisions? Because you're going to have to start making changes. That's a big word. And in that process, are you able to make good decisions? And counselors will often help you make good decisions. Is my decision making not only good, but am I able to solve problems well? And so they will help you bring out some of the things that maybe you have been missing along the way. Am I impulsive? Do I think too quickly? And do I not really dwell on that enough to make a good decision? So they're going to help you put those pieces together, which for some people, they don't even know that they aren't making good decisions because they're just making choices that maybe aren't good. We need to be making decisions that will be helpful in the process of our growing.
Yeah, you know, and I think some people would even enter marriage therapy going, well, you know, the real problem is my wife. So I don't have to change anything. I'm doing fine.
Well, it's always the other person, right?
Yeah, right.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. You know, one of the things we should say here, Brian, is that, you know, coping is an everyday occurrence for all of us. You know, every day we're coping with things and dealing with things. But when difficulty and challenges come our way, like things like stress, for example, then we need to become more proactive and intentional to deal with these issues. And as Cindy was saying, I mean, it's just difficult to make some sound mind decisions when there's so much confusion and hurt going on in one's life. And again, that's where counsel comes in to help kind of flush out some of those things and bring some clarity to where are you now. And it's tough to take the right step forward when you don't know where you are right now.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, as we slide into number six, I think is where we're at, Cindy, the learning and practicing coping strategies. I mean, can you take us through some of these? Like, what are they? Somebody might go, coping strategies, huh?
Yes. And I think this is so important because often, Brian, we don't know when we're being selfish, or we don't want to admit to it, or we don't recognize when we're being prideful, or we're being stubborn, or we're easily offended, you know, all of those things. And so those are the ways that we're going to have to take into consideration for the step number six, learning and practicing coping strategies. So the first one I would say is, you know, stress is a big one. Some people may have stress from trauma, like the PTSD kind of thing. You know, and when those kinds of things happen, we have to start wondering, you know, what do we do to cope? And I had mentioned a few weeks ago, Leslie Vernick has a great book, The Emotionally Destructive Marriage, and she goes through some wonderful, wonderful ways of coping. And she really talks about, you know, setting boundaries and that sort of thing. But along with that, you know, we have to ask ourselves the questions too. Do I have supportive relationships that are going to help me in these strategies, and people who are going to tell us what we need to hear, not just what we want to hear? It's easy sometimes for our best friends to say, oh, no, it's not you, it's your husband or your spouse. You know, it's not all your problem. Well, it isn't all of our problem. It's both of our problems. It's not just one person. And so another question we could ask is, you know, do I need to maybe lower my expectations a little bit in some of the things I'm thinking? Sometimes the expectations we have aren't really doable. You know, do I need to up what my responsibilities are? That's kind of the flip side of that question. You know, do I need to also consider, you know, where am I responsible for some of these things, and where am I not doing the things that I should be doing?
Yeah. You know, some practical things that I've kind of learned myself over the years is that when you're dealing with things like stress, I mean, exercise is really critically important, reading the Bible regularly, meditating on spiritual truth. I mean, these are all disciplines that you need to learn to develop and to practice. And I would tell you, hands down, the most important spiritual practice that I have learned over the years, it's called spiritual breathing. And I don't know if you're familiar with that concept or not, but spiritual breathing is really, it's a powerful word picture, which can help you to begin to experience a moment-by-moment dependence upon the Holy Spirit. And the bottom line of what spiritual breathing is, it's like physical breathing. I mean, there's two parts to it. In the physical breathing, you exhale the bad, get rid of that carbon dioxide, and then you inhale the good, the oxygen. Well, in spiritual breathing, what you need to do is you need to bring before the Lord all those things that are stressful, all those things that are sinful, and you exhale. You confess any sin. The moment you become aware of it, you agree with God concerning it, and you thank Him for His forgiveness that's already there.
Yeah.
And but confession requires repentance, and that's a change in attitude and a change in action. So coping, that's part of the deal, I think, with coping is that thing. But then after the exhaling comes the inhaling, and this is where you surrender control of your life to Christ and rely upon the Holy Spirit to fill you with His presence. And filling you with His presence involves allowing Him to come and control you and to empower you. And you do this all by faith. I mean, it's according to His command found in Ephesians 5:18, where we are to be filled with the Holy Spirit, and according to His promise, 1 John 5:14-15, where it says that this is the confidence that we have in approaching God. If we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. And if we know that He hears us, then whatever we ask, we know that we have what we ask from Him. And thank God we know that Ephesians 5:18 is an imperative statement. We know that's a command from God to be filled. But what we don't understand sometimes, and for many of us who are dealing with anxiety and stress in our lives, is that that is the mechanism, that is the process of allowing God to take control of our lives and to allow us to surrender to Him moment by moment. So I think spiritual breathing is, for me, the most important coping mechanism I have.
That's a great strategy. I want to jump back, Cindy, to something you mentioned earlier, that one of the strategies may be lowering your expectations. Somebody just heard like womp womp, lowering expectations. What can you dig into that one a little bit more for us? What do you mean by that? It sounds depressing.
Well, I think both of us in a marriage often think the other person should be doing more. We think they should be doing more for us. They should be thinking more about us.
Yeah.
That they should do this all on their own is the other thing. And so we have to be careful of that, because men and women think very differently, and so sometimes we have to actually verbally say to each other things that maybe aren't going the way that we think that they should be going. But then there are some people who I think their expectations are so high that they expect, you know, everything for themselves and maybe aren't the givers, they just are the takers. And so that may have to change. You know, that may have to change. Maybe the person's never been taught how to be much of a giver. And so they're just expecting everything's going to go their way, everything's going to be fine for them. But where's their part in this relationship? And that's where the second part of that, you know, do I need to up my responsibilities? You know, that's the flip side of it. So, you know, I think we have to take hold of some of those things. And a counselor often, through conversation and learning from the couple what their issues are, will be able to make that out and say, you know, you've got some expectations that are really, really way out of line.
Yeah. No, I can attest to that. It's one of those where you're almost giving the counselor permission to evaluate a relationship, and they're a neutral third party. And they can tell you, wow, you have really high expectations for your spouse, but low for you. maybe you need exactly. to adjust that. Yeah, no, I'm with you there 100%.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's good.
And I think, you know, as if you're going to counseling, the chances are pretty high that you are willing to listen and you're willing to, what we talked about earlier, to, you know, make the changes and do the work that's going to be required of you for it to go well. That's probably one of the reasons a lot of people won't go to counseling.
Yeah, true. How else can we learn practice coping strategies?
Well, I'll finish up with a couple, and then Joe can kind of take the last point that we have here. But first, let me just say that when Joe talked a few minutes ago about spiritual breathing, I think that the spiritual aspect of relationships are so very important. And so learning spiritual breathing, how to confess your sin, and how to ask the Lord to help you live life is just so important. And also it's important just to learn to ask others for help. Sometimes, you know, we do become overwhelmed and we might need extra help at different times of our life. Maybe when we have a bunch of small children or just different things in our life going on that we need the help of extra help of people. Don't hesitate to ask for that help, not in such a way that you overcommit other people, but that you are actually getting some of the help that you need. And then what I alluded to before, learn how to problem solve, which I think you'll be learning this with a counselor. Mm-hmm. And then just the idea of taking breaks to unwind. And, you know, Joe and I are at a different place in our life. We are retired. We do still have our son, Joey, home with us. So we're not without, you know, a child at home. And his situation gives us allowance to have like a little child in our home, even though he's, you know, 41 years old. But, you know, you've got to take time to unwind and just sometimes laugh. One of the things that we do, we have a friend on Facebook, and every Saturday morning she posts like 75 memes. And we will just lay in bed if we're able to, we don't have something we have to do or Joey needs us or something. And we will just go through them and we just laugh. And, you know, she posts, it doesn't matter what side of the aisle you on, you're going to be laughing. It doesn't matter where you are in life. She's got funny things for young people and old people. And so we'll kind of rate them too. And sometimes we'll get one that makes us laugh so hard that we can't stop. And, you know, we live in a cluster home, not connected to the next people, but close to the next people. Sometimes we wonder if they can hear us laughing out loud as we're reading these. But, you know, it's just such a good, healthy thing. And, of course, the things you know, take walks, you know, get some exercise and have a good diet and all those kind of health things. And, of course, taking care of yourself is not being selfish. It's selfish when you say, no matter what's going on, I need my coffee before anybody talks to me. You know, sometimes that is not life. That is not real life. And so those are the kinds of things you're going to have to sort of take hold of. And Joe's got the last point.
Yeah, there. And I'll talk about things that are not coping strategies.
Okay.
And that would include things like drugs and alcohol.
Yeah.
And I mean, there are medicines that are available that can help someone kind of walk through mental illness and health management issues, but taking medication is always to be done under the guidance and direction of your doctor. And you don't want to go supplementing these prescriptions with other things that you hear on the TV or hear other people talk about without first talking to your physician. And so those are things that you want to avoid doing.
Great stuff. It's 7 o'clock. Time flies when you're hanging out with the Farinis, again, with My Marriage Matters. Joe and Cindy, if folks want to get more information about some of maybe the past points we've made on marriage therapy, what it actually is, or they want to hear what we talked about today again, I know you've got ways to connect.
Yes, we'd love to have them go to our Facebook page, which is My Marriage Matters, and that will connect you. Thankful for Ron, who will give this to our web guy, Kevin, who will get it on for you so that you can hear this. And then we'll continue to put things there. Also, our website, joefarini.com or cindyfarini.com. It's under My Marriage Matters, and you can listen to it anytime.
Thanks, you both. Appreciate you both.
Thank you so much. We appreciate you.
Take care.